Begin the current daf. Masech this erev and daf yitzayin. Begin omer alf. Begin with Tosfos Demasa. The begin towards the Gemara. Erev derech haPesach. They made an erev through the doorway. Tosfos brings the halachas like Rav Huna, and then discusses the words of the Gemara. Because the Gemara said Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both said that if there's two courtyards that are joined through a window or a doorway and it gets closed during Shabbos, okay, once it was permitted when Shabbos started, it's going to remain permitted. Says Tais near the Ritzim Sederi. Halacha Rav Huna, halacha follows for Rav Huna that the Shabbos choyel v'hutra hutra once it's permitted remains permitted throughout the rest of the Shabbos. Because the Tanik Abasei beperakad Dar, we have a brayse that says like him later on the Vayim Aves. Kol shehutul mikta Shabbos v'chulu, whatever is permitted for summer Shabbos remains permitted for the rest of Shabbos. Now, and Tais says and ve'ein lama don't say. Rav Yitzchak, he's the contending opinion, who says you don't say mitzvah. Yeah, but the Brayse will say no. The Brayse is talking about Rav Yehuda. It's going like Rav Yehuda permits carrying on Shabbos because it was permitted when Shabbos started. But according to Rav Yosi, you wouldn't say that. And that says Tais says no. Why not? Because Rav Yitzchak himself. Muki Navshe, he explains his own opinion. And here in our sugya, we say that, oh, each one of the Rav could explain, like he's like both of the Tanaim. So it comes out that he holds, that even according to Yehuda, he holds like him, that if Shabbos started permitted, it would not be permitted for the rest of Shabbos. So how would he explain that the Brice is not difficult on him because going like the other Tana, who holds that you say, Kim Chuchu Uchu? Obviously, that wouldn't be a good defense for him, and rather you see that the Brice is support like Rav Huna. And so it says, Abaye also holds like this. Now, this concept of Rav Huna that by Shabbos you say, Kim Chuchu Uchu. What do you find? This prepare called Gagris, which is later on the Tzad Gimel Mabez. But there, what that's referring to is the Gemara says regarding the Chatz Gedola, that's Nevetzel Katana, regarding where the Gedola is permitted to carry out from the houses if they made its own Erev, and they don't make it, the people in the small Chatz don't make it forbidden, but the small is going to be forbidden because like the opening of the big one. The Gemara says over there that's possible that it was even breached from before Shabbos, because if it got breached on Shabbos, then the small ones would also be permitted. So Shabbai says, don't say that's possible that it was breached from before Shabbos, rather most definitely was breached from before Shabbos. Because breached on Shabbos, then yes, the small ones, which were not breached at when Shabbos started, would be permitted, because you say, so therefore, Taisa says, you see the same thing from Abayim, from the Gemara later on the Tzadik Gimel Beis. Now, Omiyu, however, says Taisus, hey, the last Nulam Achitzis, where, but if let's say there's no walls, then also that would be forbidden. Because the Master Koch, like the Gemara concludes over here, that even Rav Huna himself says, I know that I'm like Rav Yosi. He says, I could even be like Rav Yosi, who says, when you have an alleyway that, or the house, or the courtyard, that the walls are breached, that you're not allowed to carry on that Shabbos. Because I'd kind of come to Rav Yosi, would Rav Yosi say it's problematic? It shouldn't be less than Achitzis, because no walls. So even Rav Huna, who permits Shabbos, came into a church, would agree that if the walls fell down, or if the Lechi and the Kari came down, then it would be problematic. Tosfos continues, says Rav Nami Pasek Rav Yosi Besev Perkol Gagas, and Rav also rules like Rav Yosi, which we're saying not only Rav Huna says that he would be like Rav Yosi, but Rav also rules like Rav Yosi at the end of Perkol Gagas over there regarding two courtyards that the wall fell from between them, and he holds that both courtyards would be forbidden to carry because they're breached to Lamach Masim, and we don't say when it comes to Mechitzas falling down that Kina Chorcha Hutcha. And again, Shmuel said to be found by Shmuel, but if it's a Rabbin, when there's breach of Shmuel, Rabbin, the same idea. Now, said Taisus, the Avik of the Rav Pazik Rabbi Yisi, Afel Beis, Nul Machitz is now, although we're trying to say, that we see Rav, and we're trying to prove that to Rav Huna, the Rav is, would hold that, yeah, when the walls come down, that would be problematic, and you don't say, open in that case, Kibbe Chor Chor Chor, but Taisus bothered, he says, what do you mean, Rav rules like Rabbi Yisi, that you don't say Kibbe Chor Chor Chor, Afel Beis, Nul Machitz, even when the walls are there. Like you have by the case of two courts of an awful Shabbinaim, and the wall falls between them. The Hasim Abishab Ismail Machitzis, there are Machitzis, as Tais explains, Dakatiika Machitzis Chitainis, Shal Yidei Nasa Chatzrishas Yachad, there's still the outermost walls that through them the courtyards become Rishas Yachad, and actually Mishamachi, and because of that when you have, let's say, the Chatzar Gedel was breached to the small one, because the outer walls, if it's considered mechitzas, that's why ma'isim mechatzar gedelish nifritza. That's what it being regarding the larger courtyard that was breached. Abayid Rav Hashia. And regarding Rav Hashia's question, Perik Gag is there on the Tzadik Gimel Beis. Yeah, Rav Hashia's question was when there were still walls. When the Gemara's question there was, what's if dwellers come on Shabbos? What's halacha should it be us? In other words, are we going to combine to the courtyard and Shabbos people who came, who were not part of the area from before Shabbos, which they would then make it problematic on the people in the courtyard to carry, where there are walls. Rather, there's just the added element of the problem about new dwellers coming at Shabbos. And the Gemara brings from there, oh, we could bring a raya from the Chatzah Gedolah, it's never to the Gitan, the Gitan is going to be Asr. From there you can prove that, oh, if the dwellers come on Shabbat, it's going to make it forbidden. And even so, the Chatzah Gedolah that's breached to the small one, that we're saying it's considered as Mechitzas, and Rav holds that you see, you don't say Kimish Ocho regarding Shabbat. So it's not, as we're saying, because of less than the Mechitzas, we hold even when there are Mechitzas. Well, that's the sense, Makam Makam Nira, however, it still seems that the Baha Hilchasak Rav Huna could preach. You're right, although Rav is saying like Rav Yisi, not only when there's no Mechitzas, even when there are Mechitzas, but that's how it says, halachically, we would still rule like Rav Huna, like we explained, because the Bryce is saying like him, later on, it says this is the rule, whatever is permitted for part of the Shabbos, permitted for all the Shabbos, and therefore, for that we rule like Rav Huna, but regarding, at least for sure, when there's less Mechitzas, where even Rav Huna agrees, we would say that you wouldn't say Kivin George George. Now, Taisa says, Benil, it seems to the Re, that if let's say they made an Erev for both of them from one house to another house, and then the entryway gets closed on Shabbos, the Shari Kiravuna, that would be permitted like Kiravuna, based on the principle of Kimin Shocho Hocho, and Vafila Nistam Be'emtza Shavua, and even if it gets closed in the middle of the week, but then it gets reopened on Shabbos, then Shari would be permitted. Why? Because then the Erev just goes back to its original permissibility. And Taisa Varaya, and the Raya that we say that it goes back to the original permissibility, but the Amma Paragazar, the Gemara Shabbos of Kufal from the base, it talks about Svinis Kshur Zubazur, you have boats tied one to the other. So the Allah is Ma'arvin the Matal Mazuzul, you allow to make an air from one boat to another boat, and you can carry from one to the other. But if the rope gets untied, then that's when it becomes forbidden, the air is not valid. Chazrub in this Kasha, and then it gets retied again. Oh, Chazla turn the Rishon, then go back to its original Heter. So you see that you have this concept of Chazul Laheter Rishon. Well, Morbite says the Maskan Shmain, because according to the conclusion of the Sogi, the book, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafshik, Rabbi Huda wants to say that Rabbi Huda is even like him. In other words, he could also be like Rabbi Huda, that, oh, even though he says over there, Kimichocho Hutcha, that's only where there's dwellers, even though there's no walls. And it's only when one of the dwellers die that Rabbi Yitzchok disagrees. Visharia Philip Mobish and Italy Karasa, and that'd be permitted even by an alleyway where its beam is not there anymore. So although there's a problem with Mechitzas, but as long as the dwellers are there, Rabbi Yitzchok calls it's going to be okay. So Koshkin the Yatav Be'irv Derech HaPesach. I'm sure they would hold that if you make the Erev through the entryway, and then the entryway gets closed on Shabbos, because if he permits by an alleyway that you lose the Kairo of the Lechi, sure he'd permit an Erev through an entryway that then gets closed on Shabbos. Now, how do we know that's a Kabbal Chaimer, that if you permit an alleyway which lost its curve, Velechi, for sure would be permitted by a bias that the doorway gets closed? Because the Paragadar, the Gemara later on, the Iron Base says, Kol Shorot Lemix the Shabbos of Chul, whatever is permitted for part of Shabbos, Chul, etc., is then permitted for the whole Shabbos. Now, says the Gemara, Lasuyi Ir of Derech HaPesach. It's coming to include that when we say Kol Shorot, it's coming to include if you made an Erev through the entry which then got closed off. The Zakal, when it said this is the rule, is Lasuya Mavish Nitla Karas is coming to include an alleyway that it lost its crossbeam. Hamash, but it sounds like the Ilaitan is Zahaklal. Had we not said the extra wording of this is the rule, Lohavisharina Mavish Nitla Karas would not have permitted an alleyway that lost its crossbeam. Avagav Davisharina Irvdech Pesam Nistim, although, which was the lesser Kiddush, we would have permitted if you made the Arab through the entryway and it gets closed off, because that was ready from just the halacha itself, but Hutlubik to Zashabis. So it's obvious that if someone made an Arab through the entryway and it gets closed off, even if it's not reopened, that was only for if it got closed during the week, then it got reopened on Shabbos, that is less than an alleyway that lost his crossbeam. And if a mother that lost his crossbeam, Rabbi Yitzchok is permitted to carry him, then for sure he would hold that when you made the air through the entryway and it gets closed off, then for sure it would be continued to be permitted on Shabbos. Now, the Ritva Aymer, he says, the Mahasim Nami, actually from there also, what we just brought, that we say, that if not for the Zahakla, we wouldn't have known that if it loses the crossbeam or the side post would be permitted. Rather, we would say that this concept of Shabbos Hosho Hucha Hucha would only be regarding the entry we got closed, that you still have the walls. So then he says, from there also, Yesh Lechich Da'alach Gravuna. That also could prove that the Lach is like Gravuna. Why? Because that he's sugi, that's sugi Gravuna. The Kampa Machitza Tve. He's more particular about the walls than the dwellers. And so there's more of a reason to say it's forbidden when you lose the crossbeam, because that's the mechitza of the mavoi. Kedama hacha, like we say here in our Gemara, that I can't like come Rabbi Yisi b'chulu, where does Rabbi Yisi say, oh, that it's going to be forbidden, is because there's no walls, but when there is walls, it would be permitted. Ula hachi, and therefore, he loves Zaklal. So that's why, if not for the Zaklal, we'll have a Shirina Mavishin of the Karaz, we've not permitted the alleyway that lost its crossbeam. Although we'd permitted when you made the air through the entry, which then gets closed off, because There's still machitzas. In contrast, by the moment, there's no machitzas. Ah, so we see that that brisa is like Rav Huna, not like Rav Yitzchak, because the Rav Yitzchak would have been like Rav Yitzchak. Come to the contrary, it would have been more particular about the dwellers. And according to him, there would be no reason to be more permissible regarding the entry that gets closed off than the crossbeam, because it has nothing to do with machitzas, nothing to do with dwellers. Obviously, that brisa is also like Rav Huna. Tinex says the master begins with the Gemara, Kares of Oyle Chayav. It's crossbeams or it's side posts, which Rabbi Yehuda said, they had a machlekes regarding if an alleyway lost its kares or lechayiv on Shabbos. So he says, Beferish Rashi b'ksibas yadai, nimtza kasev, in the interpretation of in the commentary of Rashi in his handwritten notes, it was found written, kairasa oyle lechayav, in the singular. It's crossbeam or it's side post, not like our gifts, like Tesla brought. In the plural. And logic would say to have the girso like Rashi. Because although we're actually going here like Rabbi Yehuda. And yeah, according to him, it would be appropriate that a mavi need to be shtekar so shnei l'chayayim. He says there are certain cases that the mavi is going to be permitted only with two crossbeams or two side posts, kamayim mefulash, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you could go ahead and be ma'arav, an open-ended alleyway. It's just with two crossbeams and two lechis, so maybe you would think, oh, maybe the plurality of kairos and lechayv would make sense. And that says, still, why would you have to say its crossbeams fell down, even though you're going to have a case of two crossbeams in the but since one crossbeam, one side post, the whole alleyway becomes forbidden, so then why do you have to say in the plural, and it becomes forbidden with one, and therefore it would be more logical the way Rashi's gears is in the singular. Tinek says, "Master, begin the words of Gemara Hassan ben Mechubam. They were talking about where it's attached." Chayes explains what the Gemara is saying, and the Gemara has a few different approaches to explain why we're saying something unique about the soldiers versus the kind of Yeshua that they could also go ahead and take the wood from other people's fields. So one of the approaches was, "Oh, because that by Yeshua is only if it's attached." That's a Chayes l'Hayshenur. This answer that's differentiating that because only when it's attached, Nami Ayir Behizmi Behig. It's also going with the first Gemara's answer, where by Yeshua is only with thorn bushes. Because actually it's all three answers together. Yeshua only permitted thorn bushes that are attached and moist. Like the Gemara says explicitly, but become the Pial of Manav. So really all these three answers are really one answer showing the three different differences that there are between Yeshua and that which we permitted to the soldiers.